In the name of Jesus, amen. David prayed in Psalm 41, "My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die and his name perish?" Now we know David had plenty of enemies that he could have been speaking of. David's enemies, of course, are why he wrote this, added this verse to the psalm guided by the Holy Spirit. But if you remember David's enemies, they were varied. Most of them were close to him. First, we remember how King Saul, David's own king, sought to kill David. Multiple times he tried to sneak up and find David and sent armies to pursue David. King Saul was jealous of David. He wanted him dead. Not only his own king was trying to kill him, but also the Philistines who showed up time and time again during David's reign, who he was constantly battling with, and the Philistines all wanted him dead. And then also we remember David's own son, Absalom. And then even further, a little more closer to home, also consider the enemy that David fought of his own sinful flesh. The enemy sometimes is indeed staring right back at us in the mirror. David confessed, "Against you, Lord, only have I sinned." David couldn't blame his enemies, couldn't blame anything outside of himself. "Against you, Lord, only have I sinned." Given the opportunity, David could have provided good and faithful answers to both of the questions that he speaks in our psalm this evening. When will he die? When will his name perish? David certainly knew that he could have died any moment. But David could have answered the question of his enemies, when is David going to die? David could have said, well, whenever the Lord desires. Maybe soon, maybe later, but I know my life is in his hands. I know I will not die 1 minute too early, and I will not die 1 minute too late. The next question that David poses, that his enemies are asking, when will he perish? David says, well, I will perish. In the grand scheme of things, scriptures tell us what are a man's days, 70 to 80 years, are like a minute in the eyes of God. David, and with all things considered, when is he going to die? David could have very well said, soon. But then the second question, his enemies answer, when will his name perish? When will his name disappear? David also had a good answer for this. And to this, David had the promise of God that David could have answered the second question with never. When will I die? Soon. When will my name perish? Never. God swore to David, if you remember, God made an oath to David, I will make your name great. I will establish the throne of your son's kingdom forever. Your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die? When will his name perish? David could say, soon and never. David's answer of soon and never can almost sound sort of just offhand. Yeah, I'm going to die soon, one day or another. But David also knew Psalm 119. David said this, "This is my comfort in my affliction, that your promises, O God, give me life." And then what of these enemies? What of all the enemies that David faced? Where are the Philistines today? Where is King Saul? The names of his enemies have all but disappeared, but David still stands. Jesus also, too, could have answered these questions the same as David. As we consider Psalm 41 as a Christological psalm, we move from David to Jesus. My enemies say of me, when will he die? When will his name perish? David's words in Psalm 41 are actually the words of Jesus, because we know the scriptures, even the Psalms themselves, testify to who Jesus is. Jesus in John 5 said, the scriptures, they bear witness about me. Like his father David, Jesus too had plenty of enemies. Our Lord's most famous enemy, of course, he calls him out, our Lord knows, is the devil, that ancient serpent, the deceiver of the world. Death, Jesus also calls an enemy. Death, the last enemy to be destroyed. Also, too, think of all the enemies Jesus made. Jesus wasn't exactly a student of modern books of how to make friends and influence people. It almost seems as if Jesus made more enemies than he did friends. Think of his time as he humbled himself in his flesh, his days of humiliation. Even from his birth, he had enemies. Kings, King Herod seeking to kill him. Those who heard his preaching, the Jews, were infuriated when he would preach. Who are you to say you are the Son of God? They didn't like the authority that he spoke with and he used. They said, who are you to forgive sins? Only God can forgive sins. And they were angry. They could not abide by his authority, and so they then wanted to answer that second question. When can we erase his name? When can we kill him? Like his father David, Jesus likewise could give good answers to these questions. When will he die? Jesus could, given the same answer here, although a little different than David, Jesus could answer his enemies, I will die at the exact right time. You remember even Jesus' mother was confused with this, and they ran out of wine at the wedding of Cana, and his mother said, Jesus, do something. And you remember what Jesus said? He said, no, my hour is not yet. Jesus knew exactly when his life was going to be required of him. Jesus, like David, knew his life was in his heavenly Father's hands. David, his life could have been taken from him, but we know that Jesus said, no one will take my life from me, but I will lay it down. I have authority to lay my life down, and I have authority to take it back up again. In John 10, Jesus said that. This charge I have received from my Father, not from an enemy. And while you and me and David, it might appear sometimes that our lives might be in the hands of our enemies. But that's not so. We need to be reminded of David. We need to be reminded of Jesus' authority, that Jesus is the one who controls life and death. Jesus does not, his life is not taken from him, but he lays it down voluntarily. As to the question of when his name will perish, well, you heard a little bit of it in our reading today. Just as David said, his name will never perish, Jesus himself. Jesus prayed to his heavenly Father in John 12, glorify your name, Father. Then a voice from heaven answered, I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. Jesus is the name of God. His name is glorious. And his name will never come to an end. Heavenly Father, Jesus' Father glorified his own imperishable name when Jesus was conceived of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. The angel said, he will be called holy, the Son of God. His name will never perish. Again, when Jesus is drawn up on the cross and all men are drawn to him, again, Jesus' name is glorified. The eternal name of God, then further glorified when Jesus is raised on Easter morning. And then further, as Jesus is put at the right hand of God when he ascends, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, St. Paul says in Ephesians 1, and a name above every name that is named. My enemies say of Jesus in malice, when will he die? Jesus, like David, could say, soon. When will his name perish? Jesus says, never. As David answered, so did Jesus, and so can we. Because like it or not, like David, like your Lord, we too have plenty of enemies. The Small Catechism says in the third petition of the Lord's Prayer, who are the enemies? The devil, the world, and our sinful nature that do not want us to hallow God's name. So you may have accumulated enemies for yourself. Maybe even people you can name. Perhaps no one has directly said to you, I wish you were dead. I wish your name would disappear, but sometimes it can feel that way. Sometimes the world indeed can be a very lonely place. It can seem as if everyone, even God himself, is out to get you. But be sure, many Christians and many saints have walked this path before themselves. Even our Lord Jesus Christ himself knows what it is to be betrayed by everyone, even on the cross, left there to die, so that God could promise you he will never leave you nor forsake you. That do not believe the devil's lies, that you are alone. Lo, I am with you always to the end of the age. But it is at these times that our Lord is testing our faith the most. It is at these times he is the closest to us. Or even as you look in the mirror, you see that enemy that seems to follow you around all the time, and you regret decisions you've made. You say, how could I have been so dumb? How could I have done this? Even that your Lord has placed on his son Jesus on the cross. Paul says in Romans that we Christians, he says, when I sin, when I agree with the law, when I confess my sins, it is not I who have sinned, but it is my sinful flesh. That enemy of our flesh is going to haunt us until our Lord does call us home. But we do have a duty to fight that enemy. Fight not with flesh and blood, not the weapons of mankind, but spiritual weapons, the sword of the Spirit, the helmet of salvation. Your Lord has equipped you very well. So in the same way that Psalm 41 speaks of David's real life experiences, as it speaks of your Savior, Jesus, it also speaks of you. It speaks of you because of our close connection to Jesus in baptism, that you've been eternally united with Christ. Because of that connection to Jesus, you too are able to give the same answer, even in an offhand way that David does when his enemies wonder, when will he die? You and I too can say, soon. And we can say it with a smile. You can answer your enemies by saying, soon enough, but not a moment too soon and not a moment too late. Psalm 139 says, God's eyes saw my unformed substance. In his book were written every one of my days that were formed for me. The Lord knows your coming in and your going out. He knows when one hair falls from your head. Isaiah 40 says, like the stars in heaven, so are my days on earth. Not one is missing. Your Lord Jesus Christ has further promised you, look at the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They don't have storehouses or barns, and yet God takes care of them. How much more value are you than the birds? When will your name perish? Your answer, too, is never. Luke 10:20, we are told, Jesus tells his disciples after they're casting out demons, they come back rejoicing, saying, Lord, we've even cast out demons. We're doing miracles. And Jesus says, no, rejoice that your name is written in heaven. Further, in Revelation, we are told, you will be delivered along with everyone whose name is written since the foundation of the world in the book of the Lamb who was slain. We are enrolled, Hebrews 12 tells us. We are enrolled in the firstborn. Our names are enrolled in heaven with the firstborn. You will never be forgotten. Your name will never disappear. As long as you walk in faith, trust in your Savior, that through your baptism, the Lord of hosts has engraved your name on his hand. Isaiah 49 says, God has engraved us on the palm of his hand. What better picture than to see our Savior as his enemies around him are gloating, as the devils themselves are singing a song of what they think is their victory. It is actually their destruction and their name being erased from history. Your life and your name will always be before the Lord. Your enemies are the ones who come to nothing. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.